Hey, welcome back to Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and I am not a financial advisor, and this is not financial advice. I just talk about my experiences as a retail investor. I started with a few shares of AMC, hoping for the MOAS, and now I have over 3.3 trillion to cat tokens. And good news, today it's March 2nd, 2024, and Decat is pumping. Now, the price is still, you know, compared to most things, it's incredibly low. It's a decimal point and then eight zeros, and then the numbers start. And for the past few weeks, they've usually been in the 20s, sometimes in the low 20s to 20 to 23, 24, 25, and then sometimes a little higher, 27, 28. But we are pumping today. We are moving. And we're on the verge of getting to eight zeros and a four, which is significant for me. I'm well into the black now, well into profit. So that's always a good feeling, being back in black. And I always love playing the AC/DC song. I won't play it right now, but I will have a song to play for you shortly, though. But it's a great feeling. And I know it goes up and it goes down. Unfortunately, a lot of times, once you start pumping, you get traders, people just looking to make a quick profit. They either want to double their money or just they have some bot set up and it's all programmed. And so, I'm sure at some point somebody's going to sell. And, that's just the way this business is. But hopefully, you know, we're establishing new floors. And when we do go down, it won't be to where we were. It'll be to, a new floor, and we'll just go from there. And I hope we just keep going. We're going to burn through 2 trillion tokens when we hit the $2 million market cap. So 2 trillion Decat's going to be burned, meaning that the coin's going to be a little more scarcer. Right now, there's 405 trillion Decat's. And if we burn those other 2 trillion, it'll go down to 403. Incidentally, if you owned a little over 4 trillion Decat's, you owned 1% of the supply of Decat. I was very tempted to go for being a 1%er. You know, I was at 3.3 trillion Decat's. But even at the low rates, even in the 20s, even to get there, that was like $1,700 to try and do that. And where I am financially, that was not responsible to do that. Even if I knew it was going to pump, I mean, if it was absolutely guaranteed, I had a time machine, that might be different. But you never know. I had a feeling it would go up, but I could not in good conscience do that. The only option I had available was I could have sold my AMC shares and some GameStop shares. But I didn't want to do it. You know, the AMC was at a 90%+ loss, and I just couldn't see doing that at that low. Plus, I figure I look at, you know, for what I could have got for selling those shares, I just put that in as cash, and I just held on to the shares. And I think after the fact, to me, it's more valuable to hold those shares. And even if I make my money back in Decat and make even more, and hopefully my wildest dreams will come true with Decat, and it will be that life-changing money, it'll be nice to say, you know what, I never sold my AMC, I held on to it. I believe there was malfeasance involved. Can I prove it? No. Maybe it was just a bad investment. I believe something went on there, that this was not on the up and up, and maybe a little combination of both. But I think I think that's one of the things that I can't sell those shares, because it's like if you know a crime happened, and you know the other side just wants you to walk away. They just want you to give up. And by selling those shares, you just sort of throw in the towel and you say, you know what, forget it. I give up. You got away with your crime. I'm not going to do anything about it. So I can't do that. I'm not like some people. I listen to space calls and they still believe it. They still think, oh, we got them right where we want them. Oh, they're right there. They're right there. And it's like, oh, guys, come on. This thing is so rigged. They don't want this to happen. They don't want the stock market to be Las Vegas. So the government, the power players, they're all doing whatever they need to do, I believe, to keep this thing under wraps and to break this. Whether it'll snap one day and go up, you know, who knows? Maybe that's the other reason why I hold on to them. It's like, you know, you never know, right? You never know. You don't want to sell and then see that day where all of a sudden AMC, you know, goes from being $4 and change to, you know, $140 and change, which really would only be about $14 pre-split. But regardless, it is what it is. I couldn't do it. I wasn't going to sell my AMC and go all in and get to the 4 trillion mark and become a 1%er. I'm fine where I'm at. I'm good. And I did my push. And if this pays off, I did what I needed to do, which is when it's cheap, when it's at the bottom, that's when you buy. When other people think you're crazy, that's when you buy. And speaking of other people thinking I'm crazy, I'm getting to the point, I will never do this again. I am done trying to do this. But several times I have offered to give people free Decat. I say, set up a wallet, I'll send you some Decat. I've reached out to charities and they either say no or they don't respond to me. People I encounter in I deal with a lot of drivers, delivery drivers, and we kind of talk about what's going on. And some of them are into investing. And, I say, well, look, man, I'll send you some free Decat. Just set up a wallet. None of them take me up on the offer. I've had friends. I said, hey, guys, maybe you can help, help be a sounding board or on ideas for projects and stuff. And you know what? I'll give you some free Decat. You just got to set up a wallet. And crickets, no response. And I'm to the point, and I get it. I understand why people think it's a scam. They think it's a, I understand all that. I get it. And so I can't get too mad, but there's also a part of me that says, you're walking away from free money. And that's fine. But then I'm gonna get to the point where I'm not gonna do it anymore, and I'm just gonna keep it for myself, and that's it, which is fine. And I'll talk about the song. One of the programs I have is I'm reaching out to artists on Fiverr, whether they're graphic artists or comic book artists, and even musicians. I wanted to get a 30-second song about the cat done, and I found a musician. His name is his name is John Alex Harper. He's on Fiverr, and he's on YouTube as well, at John Alex Harper on YouTube, and then on Twitter. I believe it is at John Alex Harper on Twitter as well. And I reached out to him, and for a little over $50, I threw in a tip as well. So it was a little more than 50. He did a 30-second song for me. So I'll play the song. I don't know how great the audio is going to be on this, so forgive me for that if the audio is not great. But he did a terrific job. So this is John Alex Harper, and he wrote this song, Welcome to Decat.
Welcome to Decat Studios and Comics with graphic novels for your cat, your noggin. What you think of that? Anytime you log in, we have some brand new Decat. Yeah, I'm trying to keep it real. So when it's time to buy and build, you won't miss but will. Instead, get your fill for real. The crypto that keeps giving back. Welcome to Decat.
Yeah, so that was a nice job that he did there. So I appreciated that. But, and at the end, I said, hey, John, I sent an email message after everything was done. I said, listen, would you like to set up a crypto wallet? So if people in the community, if they wanted to send you a tip, either in Decat or anything else, they could do that. And John's like, I'll pass on that. He didn't want it. I was like, it's free money, but fine, and it's crazy, but it is what it is. I honestly, and I know this doesn't sound nice, I hope Decat goes to the moon. I hope it does 100x. I hope it does 1000x. I hope it does 5000x. And people that I offered to give them free Decat that turned me down, they go, wow, I could have had free money. I could have had a few thousand dollars, or whoever, who knows what it would have been. But what are you going to do? You try to do something nice. I get it. They there's some angle. Well, the angle is I want you to be part of our community. I want you to get your free Decat and fall in love with this community, see the investment go up, and say, you know what? I'm going to buy more. Yes, that is true. And maybe they're smart to say, no, thank you, that I'm not getting involved in your crypto scheme. And, you know, fair enough. Look at AMC. AMC was devastating. But I do think there's a difference between crypto and AMC. I think AMC is hooked into the market makers, the SEC, and a lot of shady stuff went on with AMC that's bought and sold in the dark pools where they can hide everything. They can create fake shares. Just really real criminality that goes on in the stock market. It really is organized crime. I hate to say that. I know that sounds conspiratorial, but it is kind of organized crime. They figure out all the loopholes. They have their supercomputers, and it is the most organized crime, and to the point where they have all the government officials come to work for them after they're done in government. So what government official is going to ruin his, you know, million-dollar career, his retirement fund, by actually enforcing rules on, you know, the big boys? Oh, sure, we'll go grab Martha Stewart or some other celebrity that's going to make some headlines. But the real people doing the damage, no, they get a pass because they're, you know, too big to fail and too big to jail, as they would say. Whereas crypto's different. There's a blockchain. When someone buys and sells the cat, you can see it. There's a record of it. When someone said, like, if I say, hey, man, I'm the biggest holder, I'm never selling to cat, but you find out what my wallet is, and you look at my wallet history, and you say, I've been trading this thing all along, you know, you can call me out on that. But that's what I like about crypto. That's what I like. Look, there's a lot of people in crypto that have bad intentions and are bad actors, but that's true with any industry. And hopefully we bring in more good people into the space. And we've seen that now with these huge financial institutions that have gotten involved, that I think there was a very trader mindset involved with crypto, that it was just sort of you scalp it, you get in, you pump it up, and then you take your profit, it dumps, you leave the bag holders. After a while, when it's in the bottom, you can go buy it back up again, wash, rinse, repeat, right? We're trying to do it to cat is build it. We want to hold it. We, you know, at some point, yes, we're going to sell. We're going to take some profit. And then we're going to use that profit to work full time for the project, work full time for the cat. I call it the Obi-Wan, that, you know, when we sell, it's not like we're dying. It's not like we're giving up on the project. We're just becoming more powerful. And there's going to be some big wallets that sell, you know, probably when we get closer to like $100 million market cap. But when these wallets sell, they're going to probably get hundreds of thousands to $1 million. And then they can retire from working a full-time job and just support the Decat project. They can use the money they make to, you know, pay for content creators and other projects for Decat. And I look forward to that. That's certainly my plan, that, you know, I certainly have a bag that I would like to sell to get my investment back. So I know that whatever happens, I will never lose money on Decat. I'd love to be able to recover my AMC investment at a certain point, but then hold everything else till I get to that other point where I can make a sell, and then I can retire from working 9-to-5 jobs, at least short term, and concentrate all my time and effort on Decat. And then I'll have some funds available to fund activities as well, and just hold on to the rest and just drive that up to hopefully where if I sell that last bag, then I'm making millions. Then that really is the life-changing money, the generational wealth, the millions of dollars. And then I will have a last holding of Decat, hopefully at least $1 trillion, I mean a trillion Decats or more, that I just hold on to. That's it. That's my whale money. $1 trillion Decats is, you're considered a whale. So I would just hold that till kingdom come and keep the project hopefully stable. And that's my plan, my thought. And I think a lot of other big holders share that. We're not in this for a 2X, for a 3X, for a 4X, for a 5X. We want the life-changing money. And we know we've accumulated a lot of the supply. And if we hold it, then we can hopefully get over the hump on some of these big milestones. But it's been great to see it pump over the last few days. It was great to get the song by John Harper, Welcome to Decat. We've been using that on tweets and on Telegram, and I made a YouTube video with it. So that was great to have that. But that's the plan, and that's the idea, is just go find these talented artists on Fiverr and have them create something for you that you can use. And then we just build this library. And then hopefully we also build a reputation of being there to support artists on Fiverr and keep going and finding these talented people that are there. And I certainly appreciate John's efforts, and so does the community. So good luck to everybody. It's great again to see these other investments go up. A lot of them I was in, you know, I started with a little bit of Doge. I had a little more Shiba Inu, and then I had a lot of Doge Lenoirs, and then I had a lot of Pepe. And I always, it was always too late to all of these projects. Sure, I probably could have made some money, but it wasn't going to be life-changing money. I didn't have the resources for that. I didn't get in early enough. And that's when I discovered, when I found, when Pro the Doge called out Grumpy Cat, which eventually became Dick Cat, I was able to find a community that started off with, you know, that I was right there. And just able, with these low, low prices, to accumulate massive amounts and have confidence in the people in the project. I saw how hard they work. Every day, Monday through Friday, DB Crypto and Simon hold that space call, the daily update space call. They do not get paid for that. They do that on their own accord. I have two websites. I have a podcast. I have a YouTube channel. I've even, you know, like I said, started, you know, funding artists on Fiverr. No one pays me to do that. I do that because I believe in the project. We have an amazing artist in Nobody, who his work is as good as any comic book illustrator out there. He's that good. And he's doing the graphic novel. I'm helping that team out as best I can, helping them with some of the writing on it and editing on it. No one's paying us to do that. And we sell, we give the first episode away for free. We're working on episode 2 now. And I think that'll be free as well. And you say, well, why? Where's the money in that? The money is in the value of the Decat brand. The more people we can attract to our project, the more value that brand is going to have. And if all of a sudden we said, well, the comic's now $5, or if you had to buy it on Amazon, or if you have to, well, it's a dollar, it's 99 cents to buy the e-version of it. You know, now people might hesitate before they do it. But because it's free, they can read it with little to no effort, and then they can recommend their friends read it and spread the word. So we'll see how that happens. But everybody is working this hard, and nobody gets paid. It's all investment. We are a startup company. It's that mentality that you come in, you get your shares, you buy your shares, and you work hard to try to make that company a success. And if it is successful, then you're handsomely rewarded for being at the ground floor of that startup company and doing the hard work. And that's what I always thought. Most of these crypto projects that come along, they're essentially just pump and dumps. That they get an idea or something they think is going to attract those initial people in. They wait for it to peak, and then the key big holders, they all sell, they all dump. Everybody starts selling too because they realize what's happening. And then, you know, the few people are the bag holders at the end. And usually these projects never recover. And that's the name of the game. Find the next project. Find the next thing that Elon Musk says. Find the next project and say it's this 2. It's this 3. It's this 4. Oh, let's call it baby this. It's baby that. Or, you know, and or lady this or lady that. They find some kind of angle that people say, you know, I bet people will invest in this. I'm going to get there. I'm going to make my 2x, my 3x, and then I'm going to dump. And that's it. And that's the way the meme coin, the crypto game, has been played. We're going to change that. We say, look, let this become your job. Let this be your startup company and build that brand. Build content. Build equity in that brand so people have faith in it. Pump and dumps don't put comic books out because they don't plan to be around to support them. We're trying to develop games. Pump and dumps don't develop games because who's going to, you know, we're going to dump this in a week. Why would we bother making a game, you know? So that's the difference, you know, the whole mindset. Hopefully we will be a game changer and a game maker. But anyway, great to see Decat moving, and I hope it stays moving, and I hope your investments are doing well as well. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I'll catch you on the next episode.